We are very pleased to be catching up with Melanie Payne. She is the director of the Open Door Community Foundation. And we heard a little bit about Melanie and what drives her and the fact that she considers herself to be a good purpose pusher, a mentor. And, you know, the beauty space is one of those spaces that really does need mentorship. I sometimes think of the beauty industry as really, you know, really like a factory, because young women often choose this industry because there are limited choices. They feel this is where their passion resonates. And Melanie, I'm pleased to have you with us on the show. And the areas that you work in, Hermanus, Stellenbosch, the Cape Flats, it's really an area that needs mentorship in so many ways. So welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. Very pleased to have you with us and looking forward to hearing you tell us about the Open Door Community Foundation, Melanie.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeanette, for having me here this morning as well. Looking forward to sharing my story with the rest, with you and with the rest of the listeners. So, yes.
Fantastic. So, Melanie, Jet Setting with Janet usually focuses on the tourism sector, but we were very pleased when we heard about the mentorship aspect that you know, we thought we would open this up and hear. So tell us, Melanie, what is the journey that brought you to this point?
I have a strong background with management, and I think it's just probably my upbringing, you know, growing up without a dad. What it does to not have a father figure in your life, and within the society where our communities, most of our children are, you know, there's no father figure, and we don't have male role models in our society. So I think that is really what pushed me into doing where I am, because I know what it does to a young girl not having a father figure, and also what it does for a young boy growing up without a dad figure. And even though if we do have dads, mom and dad, sometimes they are absent because they prefer to work instead of, you know, rather buying the kids with all this, buying them with toys and gadgets. And, you know, I can talk about it as well, because I've got a 24-year-old and I know how my life was. I was goal-driven, management, you know, climb the ladder. And it was just, you know, all in that space that, you know, how our people are. So, yes, I think that leads me to it as well. And as an individual also, you know, was raised by a single parent, a mom. So yes, that is what led me to do what I'm doing for the past 12, 13 years.
Wonderful, Melanie. So let's go straight into Open Door Community Foundation. What does the foundation do?
So we focus on mentoring, you know, journey to self-discovery. It was established in 2012. And we started off with holiday programs, mentorship programs. You know, it's all about getting this, you know, with working with these kids within different communities, and as well as women. I think my first camp that I had was in 2011, end of 2011, and it was, you know, women that is broken, that's been abused. So that is where I've like, no, this is what this is, you know, our women are broken out there. And now returning back to with the beauty sector and working on the beauty within mentorship programs, it's for me absolutely amazing to share my story and to also taking these women on this journey to self-discovery and purpose as well, you know. So it's all started, as I said, from 2012, doing these mentorship programs, holiday programs, boot camps, wellness. It's so a lot. I had a feeding scheme. It's like it was constantly just different things happening, you know, throughout this past years. In 2019, just before COVID, I was funded with the mayoral office. I was doing mentorship programs for over 36 communities within Western Cape. So that was a mayoral program that was for 2, 3 years. So we've been active throughout the COVID season, doing different programs within as far as Mamre, Impala, Khayelitsha, Makassar. So all of these communities we have really been into and making sure that we are mentoring these youngsters, you know, because they are, as I always say, they are our future. So yes.
Absolutely. So your focus is the beauty industry, and I see that you have a mobile service. Will you tell us about that, Melanie?
Yes, so it's a year ago, exactly this time. Prior to that, I've always been doing within the women's sector and doing beauty with the women within different communities at churches and groups. And I decided I need to go and, you know, evolve. I need to evolve myself. I need to go and make sure that I know what I'm doing. And I went on these different skills courses myself and equipped myself. And then about a year ago, I had this, you know, desire to do so much more. And I'm like, this is the tool that I can, you know, teach these communities. So I've been teaching the skills to different communities. I had about plus minus 200 students since last year, October, end of October, I started. So we're not even a year old with doing this. And we have my eldest student last year was about 63. This year was 67. My youngest was 16, 17 years old. So we are really, you know, teaching these skills to these women that is unemployed, as well as a woman that is just at home that wants to know an extra skill. Because I believe we're in a time now that you need to know skills, not just work as a career, but also something to fall back on. Like, you know, we all went through our own season during COVID. So I think it's so important to have an extra skill. And what a fantastic way, it's beauty. And beauty keeps constantly evolving, evolving. And as we're speaking, it's new products. It's new things that's coming out, and it's really amazing, amazing platform for me because I do the mentoring side of it. I just speak to these women. I get them to be so positive to, there's so many transformations that is happening while hosting these courses as well. And then part of it, I'm like, no, there's so much more that I can add to it. And then that is when I said, no, now I'm going to start with the Beauty Within mentorship program. And about 3 weeks ago, I started with a beauty ambassadors program. And now part of it, out of that, we're starting a thrift store. So Blissful Thrift Store. So there's so, and we're doing makeovers in these communities that we're going to do. And we're starting to focus on the young ones, 12 years old till 16, that's on school, to teach them during school holidays the skills as well, and just do so many things that we want to do, especially in 2025. So I'm super excited though, and you know, so yeah, I can talk a lot, Janet. So yes.
Melanie, there's so many touch points. I'm hearing a thrift store. I'm hearing working in communities. I'm hearing all about the beauty sector, which is such an important space. And
Yes.
more importantly than the actual content is the connect with
Yes,
your,
yes.
you know,
Yeah.
with the community, which brings about transformation, a sense of wonder,
Yes.
a sense of appreciation. It's really
Yes.
quite phenomenal. So I love the mobile spa, the glitter bar. I love, love, love all of this. So
Yes.
you have mobile service. How do we access that service?
Okay, so just before I'm going to explain to you how we access, what we do is, so we do normally festivals, we do corporate companies. So out of these freelancers, this group of women, about 20, 25 people of them started their own businesses from home. Some of them are freelancing for Blissful Wellness Escape. So when we have corporate companies asking us to come do pamper days, like chair massages or even glitter bar at their corporate functions, as well as their wellness days, because wellness is so important in today's life, especially at the workspace. So yeah, so we are now doing all of that as well. And it's quite amazing. These students and therapists, they are enjoying themselves. Like they're like, "Yo, Miss Mel, we didn't know the beauty is so much fun." And even doing these festivals, like I said, we went to the Harley-Davidson in April, and it's meeting these amazing people and doing the glitter bar, massaging them, and all of the above. So it's quite excited, you know, to do these things. Yes.
Wonderful, Melanie. So we are running out of time, Melanie. I would like you to tell us about the mobile spa. I know you go to corporates and you do amazing makeovers.
Yes.
How do we access your service? I've got 23 friends. We're coming together. We want to actually spoil ourselves. How do we
Yes.
access the
So
service?
basically, you can get us on my contact number, my mobile number, yes, which is 078-865-8179, as well as my Facebook page, which is Open Door Community Foundation or Blissful Wellness Escape, or just, you know, inbox me on my name, which is Melanie Payne, or my email address, which is melpayne9@gmail.com. So yes, that is the platforms, and we also have Instagram, which is also my name, Melanie Payne. So yes, and then you can just inbox me or WhatsApp me on my contact number, which is also the 078-865-8179. They can let me know the amount of people, where it will be. I will send them a quotation, and yeah, we will just come up on an agreement. So that's basically it. We will come to you. We come and set up, create the space, make it as comfortable and cozy and luxurious, and you know, with the smell, the fragrance, the music. So we bring everything together. Even if it's a
So
cold dinner, we
you're
yes.
basically a mobile spa.
That's
You bring
it.
the whole spa experience to us.
Yes,
Fantastic. So
absolutely.
is there a minimum number of people that we need to have in order to call you out?
At least eight and above. So yes, so at least minimum I would say eight. But mostly it's friends. If it's friends of a group of four or five, that will do as well. So yes.
And you work in all areas.
All areas in Western Cape, yes.
Fantastic. Absolute pleasure chatting to you. Not our usual guest on Jet Setting with Janet, but certainly a breath of fresh air. Love, love, love what you're doing. And may you be blessed tenfold for all that you do for the young people in our community.
Thank you so much, Janet. Much appreciated, as well.
Thank you for joining us on Jet Setting with Janet.
Thank you. It's been an honor to share my story with you all and the listeners. And thank you for having us today and having me today on your show, Janet. Bless you as well. And may God just prosper your business and with whatever you are doing. And may it just grow from strength to strength. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
so much, Melanie. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.